In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today our monthly Requiem Mass, and that is the Mass for the Dead, for our Purgatorial Society. And today we ask that God would have mercy upon the poor souls in purgatory, that their temporal punishment would soon be over and they could be admitted to the joys of heaven. You know, children, that every priest has his own favorites in the Holy Liturgy of the Church. My favorite Mass in the Roman Missal is that of Easter Sunday. My favorite epistle is that of the All Saints, which depicts the huge crowd of the elect entering heaven, taken from all nations and tribes. But if I would need to select the very favorite gospel passage from the Missal, I would probably pick last Sunday's gospel, the Septuagesima Sundays, where our Lord told the parable about the workers in the vineyard. In this Requiem Mass, I want to tell you the importance of praying for the poor souls, because those poor souls have some punishment to do, temporal punishment, that is, from slight murmuring or little sins they have done on earth, which they need to be purged from. And by doing our duty here on earth, namely being good laborers in God's vineyard, we are helping them and also work for ourselves so that we will not need to be punished in the next world. It is said in the Psalm number 103, "Man shall go forth to his work and to his working until evening." So it was the law that man in his life should work. Even before the fall, Adam and Eve, they were meant to work in the Garden of Eden, to dress it and keep it. And after the fall of Adam and Eve, the same law continued. Man was still to do working in this life. Only having now become a sinner, man was now to work as if he were in chains. That's why work is so laborious now. We would rather do some fun things which we like rather than do hard work. But in no condition, at no time, it's God's will that we should be idle. From the beginning, each one of us, we have our work and duty to do. And if persons neglect their task and their work and let their time run out unemployed, their master's voice is heard sooner or later. "What stand you here all the day idle?" So God began early, continuing to hire and employ laborers to work under him in his true vineyard, namely the Holy Catholic Church. All are hired by the great householder, but not all at the same time. To some he comes early in the morning, to some at the third, sixth, or ninth, or even at the 11th hour. This means that to some God calls at the beginning of life, to others when their time in this world is more or less of it passed away. To all of you children, it is very true to say that God came early in the morning. When you were born, the priest baptized you, and at the same time you agreed with him to go and work the whole day, that means your whole life, in his vineyard, namely the Catholic Church. We have all been hired and we know it, but how is it that so many people have not as yet begun their day's work? It does no good to profess and call yourself a Catholic if you are not ready to act like a Catholic. In your catechism, preparing for confirmation, there is the question, "What must you do to be happy with God in heaven?" And the answer is, "To be happy with God in heaven, I must know him, love him, and serve him in this world. If you are not constantly striving to serve God, you are no workmen, but idols, and have already given away your wages. Some people may say, but we are not pagans, we are in the vineyard, we are not standing idle in the marketplace. True, but how will that help them? What does profit your being in the vineyard if you are doing nothing there? And it is for those poor souls, those workers in the vineyard, who have not done so well in serving God in this world, that we pray for, that they would soon be released from the chains of purgatory. To every one of her members, the Church calls, especially in the approaching Lent, from time to time to consider, before it is too late, how fast the hours are wearing away and the work has hardly yet begun. To some he comes especially at the third, to some at the sixth, and to some at the ninth hour. In our school and in catechism class, there are some to whom especially one might say now, it is the third hour and the Master is come and calleth you. Who are they? The children who are now of age to be confirmed. I certainly hope and pray that all those preparing to be confirmed and those of you children who have been confirmed are prepared and ready to answer the call of the Lord of the vineyard and serve God and in his church well in your lives. But many people who have answered the call, they spend their life in idleness instead of serving God. Instead of being happy laborers, they are murmurers who would rather do the things they like and enjoy rather than the things which God has called them to work for. They have given in their names to be confirmed, but do they really consider that in so doing, they were in fact giving in their names to Christ, enlisting, so to speak, for servitude, doing and obeying Christ and his church? It is the grief of the church that in all confirmations there are so many who come for form's sake only, or because other children do. There is no seriousness of heart in them. And what will the end be? When they go back, seemingly to their work in the vineyard, will they not be found yet standing idle, or worse, doing all sorts of mischief? It's a sad story, but much too common. But as long as you continue in this world and you are able to work, God does not give you up. Men scorn him at the third hour and go on standing idle, and still he comes again at the sixth, ninth, and even at the 11th hour and calls you to do penance and pray both for yourselves and for the poor souls. But know, children, that any of these hour, whether early hour or late hour, whether you are called early or late in your life, any of these hour may be the 11th or last hour to any one of us. Our sun may go down while it is still a day, and we still have not completed the work we are supposed to do. And if we are found then standing idle, our time, our work, and our reward will have to wait until the prayers and good works of the hard laborers of the vineyard release us from our prison. So time to work in the vineyard, namely in the church, is now. Think of yourself some good penance to profit the poor souls in purgatory during Lent. Think about your good friends and family members whom you have lost. it might be that they were not so good and ready laborers at the vineyard as we thought they were. In that case, they are in dire need of prayers from us. If you are ready to be a good worker, hard worker in the vineyard, think not just yourself, but all those whom your prayers might also profit. And if you remember God and the poor souls in purgatory, God who has called you to work and do hard work in his vineyard, he will also give you the great reward in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.